Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Baba Basra. Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. In Yach Bonim U Bonis, if someone passes away, we leave sons and daughters. Vitumtum, and also a child that is a Safik, Zachar, Safik Nekeva. Sagt der Mishnah, bis Mansha Hanachosim Mirubin. There are many fields or properties in the estate. Again, estate means the money that the father had when he passed away. Money, fields, whatever. So if there are a lot, hazacharim, the male children, doichinoy seitzel nekevus, they can push him toward the daughters. What does that mean? They can say, prove you're a zachar and you'll get a share. Okay, so he could tie it back, but if I have a din of a nekeva, then you have to support me. They said, fine, so we'll support you, but you're not getting a share. On the other hand, nechasim muatim, when there are few properties, so a nekeva is doichis oitzei etzel schorim. That's the other way. The daughters push him toward the sons. He's going to come and say, listen, before anything else, before anyone gets anything, the daughters have to get supported. But who says you're a daughter? Prove you're a daughter, then you can get support with us. Now we have to bear in mind, remember, if there are a lot of nechasim, it's better to be a zachar. Because fine, you support the nekevas, but you're guaranteed a share in the estate. You'll get some of those fields. If there are little, it's better to be a nekeva. Because you're guaranteed to get support. And if there's not enough, you're going to keep getting that support. Doesn't make a difference. Even if everything is going to dwindle down. So, Lamaisa, if there are a lot of nechasim, it's better to be a zachar. If there's not enough, it's better to be in a keva. The timtum is like stuck in between. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hoemir, someone says, Im teilet ishti zachar. If my wife gives birth to a boy, yitol mona. He should receive a mona. A mona is 100 zuz. In other words, as a special gift, besides the Yerusha. So Yalda Zachar, she gives birth to a boy while the person is still alive. Noitel mana. So he takes the mana. The father gave him the gift. He gets it. And the Batanura points out that Be'emes, the halacha is, you can't give a gift to a person that wasn't born yet. Stam is if a regular person says, I want to give a gift to a baby that's going to be born. It's not chal. But in this case, the father is not well. He's a, what we call the shchiv meira. We don't want to make him more upset than necessary. So we want to give him the ability to be able to give a gift even to his unborn child. This was a Takanas Chazal. If he says Nekeva, that if the baby is a girl, Messiah, she should receive 200 zuz. So Yolda Nekeva, if she gives birth to a Nekeva, and they tell us Messiah, she takes 200. Im Zachar Mona, suppose the father says, if the baby is a Zachar, he should get 100. Im Nekeva, if she's in the cave, Messiah, she should get 200. So Ein Hachanami, the din is, Yolda Nekeva, if a Nekeva is born, they tell us Messiah, she takes 200. Now suppose he says, Im Zachar, if the baby's a Zachar, money should get 100. Im Nekeva, if the baby's in the cave of Messiah, she should get 200. The Yolda Zachar Unekeva, and both a Zachar and a Nekeva was born, twins, a boy and a girl. So Zachar Noitel Mona, the Zachar gets the 100. And the Kevin, it tells Messiah, and the Kevin gets the 200. Even though Be'emes, as the Tosis Yom Tov explains, he never said that if there are twins, there should be two gifts. But we assume that that's what he meant. Yolda tumtum zakta mishnah vaita. If the father said, okay, 100 for a zacha, 200 for a nekeva, and his wife gave birth to a tumtum, ain't a noitel, he doesn't take anything. Because the Tan of this Mishnah holds that he has neither the halacha of a Zachar or of a Nekeva. But the Batanura tells us that that's not the halacha. The halacha is he's either one, we don't know which one, so he's going to take the lesser amount. Im Amar, if the father said, Kol Masha Teilet Ishti, whatever child, my wife, gives birth to, Hareza Yital, that child should take, then the Tumtum does get the gift. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ve'ein Hashem Yoyrish Elohu, if he's the only Yoyrish, there are no other children other than this Timtum, then Yoyrish Es HaKayel. Even according to Yavshim Megamlu, who says he doesn't have a din of a Zachar or of a Nekeva, but he's a child, a Maisi is a child. I don't say he's some kind of a barrier that's not Roy to Yarshin. Rather we say, if he's the only one, he does Yarshin. Quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if someone leaves over sons and daughters and a Tumtum, if there are a lot of nechasim where it pays to be a zachar, so the scharim say, no, you're not yashining with us. He's going to tell you, well, if I have a din of a nekevi, you have to support me. Fine. You're not yarshining with us. If there are few nechasim, where the din is you have to support the nekevis, even if it depletes all of the nechasim, the nekevis can say, no, maybe you're a zachar. You don't get supported. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, someone says, if my wife gives birth to a zachar, the baby should get 100. Even though normally you cannot give a gift to an unborn child, but in the case of a Shchiv Mirah, Chazal said, we don't want him to be distressed that he can't fulfill his wish, and we say that the kinyan does work. If he says that if the baby is in the cave, she should get 200, she gets 200. If he says, im zachar man, if the baby is a zachar, he gets 100. But if it's in the cave, 200, and his wife has twins, a zachar and a cave, the zachar gets the 100, and the cave gets the 200. She gives birth to a tumtum. According to the Tana of our mission, he gets nothing. We don't pass him that way. If he says, whatever child my wife gives birth to should receive, then even the tumtum receives, and for that matter, if he's the only Irish, he gets the Yerusha.